Before I begin, I would like to take a moment to thank everyone for coming to our youth service. I'd like to thank the Haymount Youth Choir for blessing our church with music today. I would like to thank our youth group for doing the wonderful job they've been doing this morning and the last couple of weeks. And finally, I would like to thank everyone who helps pull the youth service together. Discipleship was described by both Matthew and Mark. They each told of Jesus appearing to the disciples and telling them to go and teach others. Matthew says that he appeared saying, "Go and make disciples of all nations." Mark says that Jesus said to go into the world and preach the good news to all creation. Both men are telling us that being disciples is exactly what God wants us to do. There are many ways to be disciples of Christ. Being a disciple is more than just talking about God and teaching others about Christianity. God has blessed everyone with a gift. In 1 Corinthians, some of the gifts are described. God gives every person a gift of service: wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, speaking in tongues, understanding of tongues, teaching, being apostles, miracle working, prophets, and administration are all gifts given to God's people by Him. There are also people who are blessed with the talent of music, public speaking, leadership, or in a specific area of expertise. God says that we are to use the gifts given to us by Him to serve others. We are supposed to live out our beliefs in our everyday lives, show through our behavior that we are Christians, in the way we talk, in the way we act, in every way that we interact with other people, and when we are alone. We are to show our love for God through our actions. Many of the strong followers of God in the Bible were young people. David was only a teen when he killed Goliath. This feat in his life showed that even the weakest person, from the weakest family, was called to do something for God. David went on to become a great ruler in his land and did many things for the people of his land. David's childhood best friend, Jonathan, was also only a teen when he appears in the Bible. Jonathan's father, Saul, was extremely jealous of David. He felt that David was a threat to his crown. So David was put into a horrible position, between a rock and a hard place, if you will. He would have to support his father and stay heir to the throne, or stand by his best friend, give up his chance to become king, and have his father hate him. But Jonathan stood with his convictions. He stood by David, supported his cause. By standing by David, Jonathan stood by God. He chose his heavenly father over his earthly one. Jonathan was later killed while fighting the Philistines alongside his father, but was still a great example of how God works through young people. Josiah was a king in Jerusalem. He became the king at the age of 8 and ruled for 31 years. Josiah was one of the best kings in Jerusalem. He was right with God and did not turn away from the Lord. When Josiah was 16, he began to tear down the idols and the altars of Baal in his land. He wanted his people to believe in the one true God. During his reign, the book of the law was found. The book of the law is believed to be Deuteronomy. After hearing the book of the law read, Josiah rips off his clothing and tells the servants to go and find out what was meant by these words, for he believed God to be angry with them. As a youth, Josiah did more to rebuild the temples and faith in Jerusalem than most of the other kings of the country. His faith in God helped him through everything that his countrymen put him through. His faith helped him become the great ruler that he was. Ruth was a woman of strong faith. When her husband died, she was supposed to go back to her homeland, but instead she followed her mother-in-law Naomi back to her homeland. Even after Naomi insisted on her going home, she insisted that she would not leave. She continually said, "Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay." Ruth went through very hard times with Naomi, but yet never regretted staying with her. Her faith in God helped to pull her through those tough times. Timothy was called by God to be a disciple. He was taught by Paul and went with Paul to see many of the places where Paul started churches. When Timothy doubted that he could do something because he was only a youth, God told him not to let others get him down about his age. That was because he was young, that didn't mean he couldn't set an example by his actions. But how could we mention young people in the Bible without mentioning Jesus? Jesus' first experience was as a newborn baby. I'd say that's pretty young. Our Lord was not mentioned during his youth, except for the one time about being left behind at the temple instead of going back with his family. But he was not very old when he was crucified. And throughout his 33 or so years, he did many things to help the world, his greatest contribution coming with his death. As God told Timothy, people should not look down on youth because of their age. Our youth group has made every effort to be good disciples of Christ through their actions. We have wanted to lead this church in being disciples. In fact, our youth group has set examples in our church. The middle school youth celebrated their first birthday of their Wednesday Night Alive Bible study this past week. When the class started on January 31st, 2001, there were 2 students. As of the birthday party on Wednesday night, there were 17 youth on their roster. God works through his teams. These youth have donated almost $200 to the emergency fund to go to families who have children in the community and need help. The high school Bible study has 3 teens on a regular basis. That is a total of 20 youth studying the Bible at one time on a regular basis. How else do the youth of our church practice discipleship? Well, there are 4 youth on the card ministry that send cards every week. Every Saturday morning, between 4 and 6 youth come and help Dan Eberhardt clean the churchyard and keep it nice. And we have 11 youth teaching at the one-by-one ministry on Monday nights. God has taken each of our youth from our youth group and turned them into a disciple of some sort. We have the musically talented, those who speak well in public, those who are good leaders, those who teach, those who are strong in faith, and those who are full of knowledge. As youth disciples, each of us strives to be better Christians and learn the ways that we should be to stay in the path of righteousness. We know that our actions tell who we really are, so we try to act the way God would want us to. On several occasions, people have come up to our youth leader or another adult who is closely associated with our youth group and commented on how great it is to see our youth group involved. Discipleship is something that God considers very important. He sees it as a very serious thing that every Christian should take a part in. It is something that I personally take very seriously, as does the rest of the youth group. We hope that as God's children, you take it seriously as well. Not age nor anything else should come in the way of you being God's disciple. Everyone, the young child through the person of old age, has been called to serve God in some manner. Through faith in God, every person will fulfill what he or she is called to do. Each person just needs the faith of a mustard seed, and they can do anything. With that faith, discipleship will come easily to the person who possesses it. Discipleship itself is not necessarily easy, but with the help of God, anything is possible. God will give us the strength to get through it all, and that strength will help us to become stronger in our faith, thus better disciples, which is what God wants for us. He wants us to spread his word to all the nations, and the best place to start is in our community and our church. So I challenge you as God's children to become disciples. Find your gift given to you by God and use that gift to spread his word. Thank you.